There's a body lying on the table, on the bed two more, but they are stable. Just three nameless victims of their courage, and he doesn't even have a bandage. But he does the best that he can manage, and he thinks of little Azadeh. From mid-morning every day they gather, sons and daughters of a million mothers, in the sea of green to drown the fakers, the unholy movers and the shakers, those who make the laws and the lawbreakers, those who want to shackle Azadeh. They're his friends and neighbors and relations, with a hunger spanning generations. But his skills are needed, so they hide him on the streets, besieged, try to find him. On the news announcers try to blind him and to take away his Azadeh. He would rather wear the green beside them, asking for the freedom that's denied them. But they bring him wounded from the slaughter, and he hopes one day to be a doctor. And he hopes to see again his daughter, little bright canary Azadeh. Working with no rest since Monday morning, as he keys a message, there's a warning. In the hall the creaking of the timbers, in his heart the ice of countless winters. Then the door falls in a million splinters, as he cries for freedom Azadeh.